I was very fortunate to grow up in a very creative family. There's no musicians at all in my family or extended family, but my mother's an artist and my father's an architect. So, you know, they knew the importance of arts education, and they made sure that I was exposed. You know, they occasionally took me to the symphony, and when I started banging around on a kind of a broken upright piano we had, they thought, oh, well, that'll be cute. Let's get him lessons and see if he enjoys it. And then it was, you know, I think they were as shocked as anyone that I took it on so strongly. And you know, very quickly I wanted to play the violin and then the clarinet, and I wanted to learn how to compose. I got really involved in youth orchestra, which is how I started conducting. So it, for me, it was just kind of a torrent of excitement in one very specific area. But it was really those little sparks. You know, it was the fact that my parents, they didn't have a lot of classical music around the house, but they had that one box set of the Carillon Beethoven symphonies with the Berlin Philharmonic. And you know, I would listen to that over and over. And, you know, that's all it took, that one little spark, you know, the one chance to hear an orchestra live that brought that to life for me and gave me a chance to dream about what I wanted to do with my life.
I'm always curious where the musicians come from here in Santa Rosa. They can't all live here. It's just too small a place. And I imagine a lot of them come up from the Bay Area, but where do these folks come from?
It's sort of famously known in this area as the Freeway Philharmonic. So that's kind of what I've heard a lot before I moved here. That's what I kind of knew about the Bay Area, is that there's these all these regional orchestras around. So you have Santa Rosa and Marin and Oakland and Berkeley and San Jose and, you know, all these regional orchestras kind of based around the San Francisco Symphony, essentially. A lot of these musicians will play in many of those orchestras. They'll, you know, they teach a lot. They play in various ensembles. You know, it's the Bay Area, so we have a lot of innovative ensembles, a lot of new music, a lot of early music ensembles, opera, ballet. There's so many different ensembles in the area that you don't have to play with full time. You know, the San Francisco Symphony is essentially the only full time employer of symphonic musicians. And so all these other ones are doing an incredible job of piecing together all these amazing opportunities around the Bay Area. But the work that they put in is unbelievable. I mean, honestly, I truly am in awe of what they do, and I have so much respect for these musicians. When I think about what they have to do to come to a rehearsal week, you know, every night, 7:30 p.m., which means you are not driving at an optimal time. You know, some of them are coming from 2 hours away, you know, south of San Francisco to get to these rehearsals, and they have to do that every single night to make a concert week happen. And that's after they've been teaching all day, playing other music and other ensembles, and then they come here and they play their hearts out for 2.5 hours in rehearsal. I honestly don't even know if that's something I would be able to do, but that kind of dedication is felt.